Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, December 30th, 2024. We are just one day away till our New Year's Eve live special, which I have just decided will be airing from 5 p.m. to, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Not 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get ourselves a weather report. We'll just go ahead and do it on the Windows 7 computer since, well, she showed up, but, I can't do it right now because obviously, alright, let's just look at Dallas, Oregon here. Today's weather for Monday, December 30th, variable clouds with occasional showers. A high of 49. Tonight, thickening clouds with a passing shower, a low of 35. Here's the current weather as of 8:01 a.m. 34 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel, 37, mostly sunny. Real feel shade is 37, wind south-southwest, 1 mile per hour. Wind gusts are 3 miles per hour. Air quality is excellent. Looking ahead, expect rainy weather tomorrow evening until Friday evening. Here's the 10-day weather forecast for today, for December 30th. 49 high, 35 low, occasional showers. Tonight, increasing clouds with a shower, 84% chance of precipitation. On Tuesday, New Year's Eve, 40 high, 37 low. Considerable cloudiness, cloudy and becoming rainy with 25% chance of precipitation, ironically. On Wednesday, January 1st, which, by the way, we will be doing a morning show, but it'll be pre-recorded, by the way. It'll be our one for February 14th, by the way. 47 high, 44 low, rain in the morning, and occasional rain and drizzle with an 89% chance. On Thursday, January 2nd, there'll be 50 high, 45 low, cloudy with a shower or two, then rain, 83% chance. On Friday, January 3rd, it will be a 53 high, 42 low with rain and a couple of showers, a 94% chance. On Saturday, January 4th, it'll be 52 high, 44 low, cloudy with a few showers, periods of rain with a 62% chance. On Sunday, January 5th, it'll be 51 high, 41 low, with rain, spells of rain in the evening, 75% chance. And then on Monday, January 6th, it'll be 48 high, 37 low, with sunny periods, but still possibly a shower, increasing cloudiness. Now, on Tuesday, January 7th, they're saying it's going to be 46 high, 42 low, with some brightening, with partly cloudy skies. And on Wednesday, January 8th, it'll be 53 high, 41 low, with mostly sunny skies and mainly clear. And there you go, that's the weather. Well, hold on. Okay, today's a new moon. So, the moon phase is, there's like no moon out right now. And the sun phase is 8 hours and 51 minutes. It sets at 4:42 p.m. Air quality is excellent. It's for most individuals. Enjoy your normal outdoor activities. I don't know, you probably don't want to join the rain though. But yeah, there you go. Anyway, for the rest of the segment, since we have time, we'll talk about the five best things that happened to me in, 2024. Number one was I got a new computer that runs Windows 11, and it's completely specced out, by the way. In fact, our, automation VM's running on right now for a virtual machine. Last time we had run on Windows XP, we had run on Windows 7 because, it was having issues, so, yeah. But, yeah, 32 gigs of memory, 8 gigabytes of video memory for a NVIDIA GeForce card. Really cool, guys. Yeah. Anyway, number two, the how. I know this is kind of personal, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If I have to, I can cut it out. If I have to ask my brothers and who else, and especially a Aunt Lou. House is almost out of probate as of late 24. I'll probably cut this part out anyway, just in case. But it is out of probate as of late 24. I know that, I know everyone says you shouldn't say this kind of stuff on the air, but it is my, they say it's my station, I can say whatever I want. But that's all I'm going to say, is as almost out of probate as of late 24. That is all I'm going to say. Now, number three, I installed Windows 7 on my old Gateway DX4850. I uploaded a video on YouTube, and it went incredibly viral, by the way, which was quite interesting. And it really did. There was even a comment on the video mentioning a bunch of software for it. I actually tried some of the software. It's really cool. So, thank you everyone who, appreciated and watched that video. I gladly appreciate it. Number four, I actually won big on Halloween 24, 2024, that is, that was October 31st. After that, I haven't had really good luck. Well, I stand corrected. I think I was one time in November. I think it was the day, like, before or after Thanksgiving, I had good luck. I think out that day I got the, external CD drive. So I stand corrected. There was at least 2 days in late, in October and November where I had good luck. I tried my luck again after Christmas, but didn't work out. Oh well. But on Halloween 2024, I did buy an external SSD. I think it was the day after Thanksgiving I bought the external CD drive. And then number five, we actually won trivia back on November 13th for the first time. Yes. I actually got the footage on camera, all of it, and we managed to keep our first place standing for all five rounds. I was genuinely surprised, too. Although, not really, considering a bunch of teams did not double down, but needless to say, they would probably be forced to double down at round five, because, well, you guess that you have no choice. So, there you go. But anyway, like I said, that on November 13th, that was like the first trivia we ever won. In fact, it's the only trivia we ever won, really. Probably the only trivia we ever won, really. But I think there's also another reason why is I did look up some answers. But Don also said even if we didn't look up some answers, we could have won anyway. But it doesn't help the fact we're not winning as good anyway. But it just depends on how luck describes it, I guess you could say. But anyway, it's good timing now. Let's put a commercial in. Sorry about that. I'll help out a little bit. Probably won't. Okay, I think that's 3 minutes. Yeah, it's 3 minutes. Okay, good. Alright, here we go. I'm gonna first put in, what should we put in first? Let's put in Jason Derulo's writing solo. And, where is, not that, Nothing on You. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. Anyway, coming up after the commercial break, of course, we'll do Food Talk, of course. So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Nothing on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars. And that was Writing Solo by Jason Derulo right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, earlier, my computer technically, both of them, technically, wanted to be a complete, I know I'm going to hate saying this, because it's not going to be a clean show, but they were being a complete dick and not letting me do what I want them to do. But that doesn't prevent us from just still doing food talk. We'll just have to do it here on Windows 11 because in hopes that'll still work. If it does not, then I guess we're not doing food talk. Then we'll just do something else, I guess. That'll probably be number 3 or number 4 on my things that happened to me, but probably not. But oh well. Anyway, and besides, it loads faster on here anyway. And by the way, I regrettably pulled the plug on my computer, so I can't transfer any files on here now. But I don't really need to transfer files right now on here anyway. No big deal. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Let's just read some quick and easy recipes. Shut up. Simple sheet pan recipes. Let's see what these are about. Gosh, so many ants on here. Sheet pan breakfast bake. Let's see what this is about. Submitted by food.com. What's more than a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bed? Potatoes, only having to do one dish after you eat. Alright, but this takes a while, though. It's ready in 1 hour and 10 minutes for some reason. For whatever reason. Serve 6 to 8, 10 ingredients. You need 8 slices of bacon, cut in half, 30 ounces of frozen and thawed shredded hash brown potatoes, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, a half teaspoon of granulated garlic, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, 1 pinch of red chili pepper flakes, 1.5 cups of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1 cup of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 8 large eggs, and 3 tablespoons of chopped chives to garnish, or 3 tablespoons of sliced scallions just to garnish. Alright, here's the directions. Remember, for equipment, you need a baking sheet. Here's directions. You want to preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Place the bacon a single layer on baking sheet and bake it, turning once until it's lightly crisped, about 10 minutes. Remove the bacon to a towel-lined plate and set aside. Place the potatoes, Italian seasoning, granulated garlic, salt, and chili flakes on baking sheet and use the tongs or a spoon to combine, then spread it into an even layer. Bake it until the potatoes are starting to turn golden, about 20 to 30 minutes. Remove the baking sheet from the oven and sprinkle mozzarella and cheddar cheese over the top. Use a spoon to create 8 wells. Break the eggs into the wells and season with salt and pepper. Place the bacon slices over the potatoes and bake until the eggs are set and the bacon is completely crisp, about 10 to 15 minutes more. Garnish with chopped chives or sliced scallions to serve. Simple as that. Next recipe, bacon and cheddar frittata. Also submitted by food.com, which takes 1 hour. Serves, might as well read it. It takes 1 hour, serves 8 to 10, ingredients are 11, 10 ounces of bacon, 6 cups of frozen grated hash brown potatoes, thawed, 1/3 cup of finely grated Parmesan cheese, 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese divided, 24 eggs, 1/3 cup of milk, 3 cups of roughly chopped fresh spinach, 1/4 cup of sliced scallion just to garnish, cayenne pepper sauce for topping for your preferred franks, kosher salt, and ground black pepper, probably to taste. First, you'll want to preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and place the bacon an even layer on the baking sheet. Bacon and Tail Chris turning once halfway through, about 20 minutes. Remove the baking sheet from the oven, transfer the bacon to a tall lined plate. When it's cool enough to handle, roughly chop the bacon and set it aside. Reserve a half cup of bacon for garnish. In a large bowl, toss combine the hashed brown potatoes, Parmesan cheese, for a cup of grated cheddar cheese, salt, and pepper. Spread the hash browns an even layer on the parchment paper with the bacon grease. Bake until the hash browns are lightly crisp, about 20 minutes. In a large bowl, whisk to combine the eggs, milk, salt, and pepper. Fold in the chopped bacon, one cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and spinach. Pour into the hash brown crust and spread to make even. Top with 2/3 cup of shredded cheddar cheese and place in the oven. Bake until the eggs are puffed and cook thorough, about 25 to 30 minutes. Top with reserved chopped bacon, scallions, and drizzle with hot sauce to serve. Simple as that. I think that's going to do it for Food Talk, guys. So there we go. Alright, thank God the mic's working. Alright, before I put a commercial break in, I want to pull this up. Well, I pulled the plug. I want to plug it back in. I got the slop keyboards because this keyboard's missed a bunch of keys because I was banging earlier because of how weird they were, like I said. Still press enter at least to start normally. I think I can still put my password in, I think. Alright, let me see if, Super Minium shut down. Okay, no it did not. Okay, good. It's not running. There we go. Because before I closed it off earlier. Anyway, let's go ahead and put our commercial break in now, finally. Actually, I'm putting the music in. Yeah, we might as well just put the music in first. We'll put the commercial break, we're gonna go over, guys. We're gonna have to put something in shorter, guys. We're putting the commercial in first. I could put a 2-minute break in, I guess. Just suffice. Yeah, we might have to do that, yeah. We may have no choice. Can't even find Lady Dame Gaga. There we go. Maybe we didn't have to go over then. One more break in, maybe we'll be okay. Okay, there we go. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. Alright, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Chris Wills by David Gutta, featuring Will I Am right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. So there you go. So anyway, we're going to move on to TMZ Celebrity News. I just got to pull it up here. Thankfully, all of the keys in this keyboard are still intact on my Windows 11 system because I think it's really sturdy. It really is. Actually, it's a Windows XP keyboard, actually. Quite interesting. But anyway, moving on with TMZ, Texas cheerleader charged with poisoning. Classmate's goat has an intentional torture, interestingly enough. A Texas teenager has been charged with the animal cruelty, and this is after cops say she's poisoning their student's show goat. Aubrey Van Lindenham was arrested late last month and was charged with cruelty to livestock animals. After the police say they saw security footage of her giving toxic pesticide to a classmate's goat while using a drench gun, a tool that's generally used to administer medicine to goats and other farm animals. Prosecutors say the goat named Willie died about a day after he was allegedly given that toxic pesticide, experiencing symptoms like convulsions and respiratory distress before ultimately passing away. They allege Van landed him intentionally and knowingly torture a livestock animal. Let's keep reading about this. This is kind of like that Wicked movie all over again. No offense, though. Police say that this went down at Vista Ridge High School at their farm facility in Cedar Park, Texas, about 20 miles north of Austin. Interesting. Vista Ridge High School, you know, that name sounds familiar. I thought I heard that from the movie called The Thinning. Almost, but yeah. And the rest of it, I can't really say that right, my apologies. First reported by CBS Austin, says that Aubrey has already confessed to poisoning the goat, thankfully. Excuse me. Allegedly admitting that this was her second attempt as well, because she claimed the animal's owner's daughter was a cheater. Now, before Lily was killed, police say Aubrey searched for information on her phone about lethal poisons for animals, and also how to clear her search history. Van Landingham was released on a $5,000 bond. We've reached out to the lawyers that were repping Van Landingham, but there was no word back, sadly, so of course there was not. But we'll move on to the next story now, which of course is the good old SZA. This is a much happier story, ain't it? It should be. Body shammers make me antisocial. Well, we'll see about that. You know, SZA has the number one album in the country going into 2025, but she focused her attention Monday at the section of her rabid fan base always talking about her body size, really. Just after one of her fan pages posted a throwback to the SOS singer, Juan Landerwesting, during the 2020 quarantine, another fan remarked on her BBL surgery and weight gain, which set SZA off. Like most people, SZA says the COVID-19 epidemic was hard on her, having lost her grandmother, and depression eventually took over. Really. Alright, let's read about this. This is from TMZ Hip Hop, by the way. Yeah, we all read that, by the way. Sorry, TMZ. SZA says comments like those have caused her to isolate from her fans, in spite of their loyalty. Her circle is also getting smaller. She's changing her phone number. Gonna be even harder for leeches to get GNX tour tickets now. Yep, she's changing her number tomorrow. New year, let's go. SZA's glass is still half full, though. She and TDF President Terrence Punch Henderson patch things up after a small clash, and her Lana Deluxe is the reigning top dog, really. Anyway, let's see if we can read one more story. I think we have time. Paige Desboro of Splitsville with Craig Conover, and they announced a breakup on the podcast, too. Ain't that a boat? Paige DeSorbo and her longtime boyfriend, Craig Conover, are now officially through, breaking up after 3 years of dating. The Sour and Charm star and influencer announced the news on her Giggly Squad podcast, saying that in no certain terms that the two are no longer together, and she really wasn't expecting it to any end, really. Now listen to the clip yourself. Paige says she didn't go into the relationship worrying about how it ends, and she and Craig have both navigated their split privately with friends and family. Tell you what, we're going to turn up the music volume a little bit so we can listen to it. We'll keep reading, though, but we're going to listen to the clip anyway, just because we have time. Oh, I thought I was going to play it. That's odd. And we'll just hit play manually. There we go.
Craig and I have decided to no longer be together. And I know I said I would never cry on the internet, but like, it's okay if I cry on the pod. I feel like that's okay. It's weird. Obviously, it's weird. Like, it's very weird. I wasn't expecting this. Obviously, when we first started dating, like, you don't think like, oh, what's going to happen? Like, will we get married? Will we not? You just kind of like are in this relationship. When we did break up, like, obviously, I didn't run to social media and I didn't run to the pod. Like, we both gave each other, like, a little time to deal with it on our own in private, like, with our family and friends. And now I feel like it is appropriate to, like, be able to tell people. And so, obviously, I would come to the Gigglers first. And I'm not, like, throwing up a joint Instagram post, you know. That's not how I'm going to handle it. But I love him. I think he loves me. I think we will remain friends. No one did anything. It wasn't like a bad thing. I think we both were just being really mature and saying what we want and what we didn't want. And I think that's like extremely powerful to be able to voice like how you're feeling in real time and what you want for your future.
Let's see where we left off at. It was where we listened to the clip yourself, was that? Okay. Alright, we already played that. Thank you. Paige explains nothing bad happened between her and Craig. No cheating or anything like that, and she believes she'll still remain friends with Craig regardless. Petey says her breakup came from a place of honesty, sitting down and having a mature conversation with Craig about what each of them wanted, saying her visions, their visions, for the future that differed too drastically. Sorry about that. Paige and Craig started dating back in 2021, though rumors have swirled for months that the two of them had broken up because of the distance between them, with DeSorbo living in New York and Khan over living in South Carolina. In the trailer for a new season of Summer House, DeSorbo noted this breakup was possible, telling co-star Ciara Miller, "Me and Craig are going to break up and everything I have will, like, go away." It looks like they did just that, and Paige is finally ready to talk about it, really. Anyway, we'll close all the tabs off. The other one's off, I mean. And I think that will do it for this hour. I think, what was coming up next? Pokemon Go, that's right. Aha! We might have to play a shorter break, though, if I want to play, because I know we're going to go over. In fact, I know we're going to go over. So, at this point, we're probably going to have to play a shorter break. Probably a 2-minute break, if I had to guess. Yeah, we're going to go over. But, hey, it's what you got. We want to play that Giggly Squad video there. Yeah, search for it. It's odd. Let's play Bulletproof by La Russe. So why not? And then we'll play, yeah, we'll just do that. OMG by Usher. There we go. Alright, so, yeah, coming up is La Russe with Bulletproof and Usher OMG with Will I Am. So, here you go. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go in the second half. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And here we go at Pokemon Go. So here we go. Do not play Pokemon Go while driving. Or melt you forget that. Do you need more space? Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Let me check. And I'll be okay for now. It looks like I'll have an egg hatching. Oh. This is the most recent one. I started anyway because I never had it. Place ourselves in Minion now. Mining, whatever you call it. Good job, Umbreon. See if we get it. Probably not, though. I mean, we will. It's worth nothing. Reward. Oh, yeah, Bellsprout. I remember this. I caught it so many times earlier this year. Wasn't even funny. I was even able to complete the research for this Pokemon on the tablet. Oh, I was using the Android tablet back in the day. So I have quite a bit of these, yep. It has a Community Day poster, which is really nice. So many of them still, it's not even funny though. Anyway, let's move on to Spearow now. I wish I had more berries though, so I could numb it down though, like a numb berry or whatever, but I don't have one. All I have is candy and golden raspberries. But it looks like I caught it anyway with a curveball, looks like. It's 2 stars, ain't that bad. I'm gonna hold on to it, but I'll probably throw it away at the end. Let's see, what's this one here? Vibria. This one's very weak, it's probably gonna be worth nothing. We try to catch it anyway. I don't think it's gonna agree with that. Maybe it will. I really would like the experience, though. Sorry, there's no audio. I have silence on here, too. I was thinking of hooking it up to the sound mixer and see if that would hear the sound for there. I don't know if it'd work, though. It's only 1 star, by the way. I threw it away. Okay. Alright, so, cool. I'd like to evolve this in its final form, Luxio, to Luxray, but it's gonna be a little bit tricky to do if I don't have the proper candy. I have 9 rare candies, ain't worth my sanity. I'm not going to challenge it, by the way. I could, but I'm not going to. Alright, what else can I do with this? 1, 2, 3, 4. I could probably get these other 4 done. That's about it. Power up Pokemon 3 times? I could do that. I got one good in mind, Zoroark. Burn off quite a bit of candy, but it'll work. There we go. He's in the top 6 now. He's not in the top 5. He's in the top 6. skip Pokemon for like 2 days, it seemed. Yeah. Only had one bonus research chest. Usually only gives you one when you log on, though. That's the problem. Ah. Does anyone need to be healed? Nope. Anyone need to be revived? Nope. Ah, okay. That's nice. So there we go. That seems fair enough. But did manage to catch some good Pokemon, at least, because there was a little bit more on the map today than there usually was, so that's quite interesting. So there you go. Anyway, yeah. I think it gave me free Ultra Balls, I believe. Yep, free Ultra Balls. An Ultra Performance Ball with a higher catch rate than a Great Ball. I might have to spend more stops than normal to get the items I want. How much room is there in my bag? Not really a whole lot, probably because I have a lot of potions here. Maybe I go to do some raids then, I don't know. We'll see. Is there any raids nearby? Just a 1-star at 906. It's already started. Well, it says it has it, though. It's odd. Oh, there it is. Okay, let's just click on it. On the gym here. Okay, it's Blitzel. I don't need that. Alright, okay, so... And besides, I don't think I have any remote passes on here anyway. Just confirm that. Yeah, I do have a raid pass. But that's about... but that's about it. So, yeah. So, anyway, that's for Jesse Wild Choo Choo Free, not for Jesse Hack. But anyway, there you go. Anyway, we'll go ahead and put the commercial in now. And coming up next, we're going to talk about the three worst things that happened to me in 2024. But again, so there you go. Now, again, we're not going to go too political and that kind of stuff. Like I said, we don't want to talk about the election or anything because, yeah, we don't want to go that too far, okay? That's all I'm going to say, but right there to it. Anyway, there you go. But anyway, I just put the commercial in. Top 40, let's see what we can play here. Play stuff we haven't played yet. Let's play Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. And after that, we'll play, let's see what we can play, not Break Even. I should play that though, but I won't. I'll save that for last. Let's play This Afternoon, why not? I know I should save that till later on, but you know, we'll do it anyway. So, there you go. Anyway, coming up after commercial break is Kesha's Your Love Is My Drug and Nickelback This Afternoon. And after that, I'll talk about the three worst things that happened to me in 2024. So, there you go. So, there you go. I could have said the five worst things that happened to me in 2024, but like I said, I'm not going to go too far in that, because if I do, then I'll go political. So, we're not going to do that, because everyone will go after me. So, anyway, here you go. Anyway, coming up after commercial break will be Kesha's Your Love Is My Drug, Nickelback This Afternoon. And then we'll do the three worst things that happened to me in 2024 without going political. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. That was This Afternoon by Nickelback, Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for the three worst things that happened to me in 2024, I guess you could say. Oh, well. But anyway, alright, so here is, number one, I destroyed the old video card in my new computer. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. Before, I got the new, when I first got this new computer that ran Windows 11, it had a, I think the video card in it was a very new video card. It was like this year's model. It was from 2024, and I believe it was an MSI branded one, and it had like 16 gigabytes of video memory, so it was very powerful. So it could play, it could pretty much throw anything, it could play pretty much anything you could throw at it, really. So, yeah, I think around, excuse me, eventually around late September, early October is eventually where I had a fit about something and brutally had the computer below my desk. And I threw, like, some Sunny D, and it got in the computer or whatever, where the ventilation's at, and, it got on the video card, and all of a sudden the computer just rendered itself unbootable. It just would not work. And I checked, and it was showing a light on the motherboard. I looked it up, and it turns out that light on the motherboard turns out to be something to do with the video card. So, I caved in, I brought it into the Summit Computer Technology place, and they told me, yep, the video card is toast, which I had a feeling it was, so they decided to install a new one in. Well, it was kind of new, it was last year's model. I believe it's a model from, it's an NVIDIA, actually, I'll go to Task Manager here, on Windows 11 here, performance, here it is, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060. Is what the video card is. Driver dates for May 13th of this year, if you're wondering. So, yeah, even though it's the current model, they still do support it, and the model is, and that video card is courtesy of, Gigabyte, by the way. At least that's what it says on the card there. Still a pretty good card. It has half the video memory, but it still supports the same features the other card supported. So, essentially, it's just the same card. It's just half the video memory, I guess you could say. Better than that, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just a little less power, I guess you could say. But there you go. Anyway, that's it for number one. Better than that, everything else in the computer works just fine. The CPU, the memory, everything works just fine. It's just the video card just became toast. And I do not know why, but that, other than that, everything else worked. Actually, other than the video card, everything else managed to survive. And I do not know how, but it just did. But anyway, on to number two. This is a little bit more personal. But like I said, if I have to cut this out, I will cut it out if necessary. But, there you go. We had, initially I wrote three DSPs that didn't work out. But then I realized we had another one that only worked for like a single day. And then just didn't work after that. So it was actually four DSPs that didn't work out. I am not going to say their names, by the way, because, again, this is personal stuff. I do know their names, but I'm not going to say them, by the way. I do know one of them actually enjoyed being on my radio show, by the way. In fact, I'll give out his name, by the way. His name was Daniel, by the way. He really enjoyed being on my radio show, by the way. In fact, you can actually list his, him and his shows of me and him on demand, by the way. I think he was on my show, I believe, between May and August, I think. Somewhere around that range. It may have been between May and August. I can't remember. Somewhere around that general range. You can listen to those shows around that time period. You should be able to hear me and him on there. But of course, those four DSPs didn't work out. We were able to find a fifth one that hopefully will work out. I think it is working out so far, and hopefully it'll work out for the next year. But anyway, and number three, this isn't really such a big deal, but it kind of is for me, though. I lost my old save files for my old 3DS games on my Gateway DX 4850. I tried recovering them, but it didn't like them, so I guess it might have something to do with the fact that I was running Cytra now. The Cytra project is discontinued. It is being, leveraged now over as Line 3DS, but unfortunately Line 3DS works a little bit differently. So despite all that, I'm forced to start my games over. Like in this case with Gates Infinity, I had to start over, but in this case I actually start off a new partner in hopes that I'll have better, in hopes I'll have better luck with I'm playing the game, because if you remember, even though I made a very far in the game, I still feel like I should have started with a grass partner, though, because I feel like a grass partner would have helped me quite a bit, especially if the rock-type Pokemon that was partnering with Muna and her gang, which I was very having problems with, of course, so there you go. Anyway, and I just discovered that grass types moves are very super effective against rock types, by the way. So, yeah, that's a good advantage. So, go Snivy and Pongo, whatever I nicknamed it. Yeah, Snivy I chose, and it's nicknamed Pongo. And that series I will have up until around January or February 2025, Gates Infinity, by the way, on KHKJ TV, by the way, the YouTube channel, that is. Although, I might have to delist the other series. Although, what I think I could do is just relabel it as Gates Infinity. Or I could upload it to Lone Lycanroc. I don't know. Although, I'm thinking of just uploading to KHKJ TV anyway, or I might just upload it to Lone Lycanroc and see how it performs on there. But we shall see. But anyway, that was the three worst things that happened to me in 2024. Like I said, I would have put down an extra two, but if I did, we would have gone political. I didn't really feel like doing that, because then people would go after me, so there you go. Anyway, we'll put our next commercial break in, of course. So there you go. Let's go ahead and do that. Just put this one in, I guess. Put that one in for a change. That one. Yeah, we'll just put Eyeball Freak in. What the heck? There we go. Alright, so here's what we're going to play now. We're going to play Sexy Chick by David Guetta. And what will the next song be? Let's play California Girls by Katy Perry after that. So there we go. Alright. Perfect. Alright, so coming up after a commercial break will be David Guetta's Sexy Chick featuring Akon and Katy Perry's California Girls featuring Snoop Dogg. So there you go. After that, we're going to do a recap and a weather report for you guys. So, there you go. We'll just recap what we did in the last five segments, and if we have time, we'll read the weather. So, there you go. So, yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, December 30th, 2024. We are only 2 days away until 2025, guys. So, very interesting. The holidays are pretty much over with, guys. Not yet quite. We're not that far away until 2025, so there you go. So anyway, coming up after commercial break, like I said, will be David Guetta, Sexy Chick, and Katy Perry's California Girls for you guys. There you go. Anyway, coming up is, again, a recap and a weather report. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Featuring Akon, Sexy Chick, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we made it to the last segment, so here we go. It's time for our recap. Alright, first things first, in the first segment, we read the weather, of course. What else? And then after that, we did the five best things that happened to me in 2024. If you missed out on that, I'll just do a quick recap on that. I'm just going to read the headlines for the best things that happened to me in 2024. Number one, got a new computer. Number two, house almost out of probate. Number three, installed Windows 7 on old PC and video went viral. Number four, won big on Halloween 2024 and bought an external SSD. Number five, won trivia back on November 13 for the first time. So there you go. Segment two was food talk. I think we mainly read breakfast sheet pan recipes. We read only two of them. And then in segment three, actually, no, let's go over Crumb history here. I'll just do that, yeah. Here we go. We read, yeah, sheet pan recipes. We read, breakfast bait sheet pan recipe and, cheddar friata, whoever that is, but same thing. And for TMZ, we read, ironically, three stories. First story we read was Texas cheerleader charged with poisoning an air student's goat. That was in segment three, by the way. Second story was SZA calling out fans who missed her old body size. And the third story was a reality TV star, Paige DeSorbo, who announced her breakup with Cray Conover on her Googly Whatever podcast. It wasn't called the Googly Whatever podcast, but you get the idea. I can't really remember the name. And number four, segment four, we played Pokemon Go, caught a bunch of Pokemon, and all that cool stuff. So really fun, really fun. And, there you go. And, yeah. So, segment four was pretty fun, too. Like I said, it could be more fun, but of course, there you go. Segment five was the three worst things that happened to me in 2024, which, of course, could have been five things, but then we would have gone political. First thing was destroyed the old video card in my new computer. I did manage to get it replaced, though. Second one was had four DSPs that didn't work out. And number three was lost my old save files on my 3DS games and was forced to start over. So there you go. And for segment six, here we are. We finished the recap, so it seems only fair to do the weather report now. So let me see if I can get to AccuWeather. I think we can, yes. Alright, it really isn't. There's some stuff that's changed, not a whole lot. This is for Monday, December 30th, of course. Variable cloudy with a couple of showers, high of 49. Tonight, thickening clouds with a passing shower, low of 35. Here's the current weather, 38 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel 43, mostly sunny. Real feel shade is 43, wind south-southwest 2 miles per hour, with wind gusts up to 4 miles per hour. Air quality is excellent. Looking ahead, expect rainy weather tomorrow evening for Friday evening. Here's your, why don't we just go ahead and read the whole 10-day forecast. December 30th for today, 49 high, 35 low. A couple of showers tonight, increasing clouds with a shower. Tuesday, December 31st, that's New Year's Eve, by the way. 40 high, 37 low, considerable cloudiness. Overcast and becoming rainy. Wednesday, January 1st, that's New Year's Day, by the way. 47 high, 44 low. Rain in the morning with occasional rain and drizzle in the evening. 89% chance of precipitation. On Thursday, January 2nd, that will be the day of trivia, by the way. 50 high, 45 low. Cloudy with a shower or two and then rain in the evening with 83% chance. Friday, January 3rd, it'll be 53 high, 42 low, with rain and a couple showers with a 94% chance. On Saturday, January 4th, it'll be 52 high, 44 low, cloudy with a few showers with periods of rain, 62% chance. On Sunday, January 5th, 51 high, 41 low, rain, a bit of evening rain, 75% chance. Monday, January 6th, it'll be, Sunday, January 5th is 51 high, 41 low. I don't know if I said that, but well. On Monday, January 6th, it'll be, 48 high, 37 low. Some sun with a shower, increasing cloudiness. The rain will, slow down a little bit there, 40%. And then on Tuesday, January 7th, it'll be 46 high, 42 low. With some brightening, partly cloudy. With no rain, it seems. That's on January 7th, by the way. And on Wednesday, January 8th, this is the last day listed on their website, by the way. It'll be 53 high, 41 low, with mostly sunny skies and mainly clear in the evening. So there you go. Moon phase is a new moon. The sun will set at 4:42 p.m. Air quality is excellent. You can enjoy your normal outdoor activities. I don't know who would want to do it in the rain, though. So there you go. So, yay. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. Just to tell you that. So there you go. So I'm going to go ahead and put the final break in, of course, as always. Now, we will be on the air tomorrow. We are going to have a live show tomorrow, thankfully. In addition, we will also have our nightly, our primetime live show from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., which we've never done before, so that'll be quite interesting. So we'll have to check that out. That'll air from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, if you're wondering. We got this break. One and a half. Okay, yeah, it's 3 minutes. Okay, good. So, yeah, our morning show will be airing tomorrow, December 31st, at our usual time, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And then, as far as the New Year's Eve show is concerned, that's going to be playing from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Time, which would be 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. So there you go. So anyway, I'm going to put B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore Airplanes in. And the last song will be Break Even by The Script. So there you go. So, yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. Anyway, that's it. That's not it, quite it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I still got like 2 minutes left before I can talk, before I got end it here, guys. Because again, it's just how it is. I'm just clearing my throat there. Just probably like phlegm or whatever. Like I said, a lot of good things. There were some good things that happened in 2024. There was also some bad things that happened in 2024, but like I said, not a whole lot. You get the idea. But to be honest with you, I think 2023 overall was probably a very bad year for me. It was an awful, awful year for me. It was probably a year I can remember that was pretty terrible. That might have something to do with the fact that was probably the year my mom died, but I'm not going to go too far into that. Into details about that. It's just how it is, guys. It's just how it is. I'm just going to leave it at that. So, there you go. But, anyway, I mean, like I said, it did end okay, but it started off okay, and then around mid-2023 is where it was ending. It was starting to be sour or whatever, so there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. That's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Like I said, we will do a live morning show tomorrow on December 31st. And then we will be doing our primetime live New Year's Eve show from 5 to 11 p.m. So there you go. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.